Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Girl, I was there last night at the Drake Underground for the performance that you did last night. Wow. Up close, listening to you, I thought it was fantastic. I had a friend of mine with me, and she could not get enough of your band. Girl, it was a fantastic performance. Congratulations.
Thank you. Really, really enjoyed it. And it's great to be playing with that band as well, because they're people I've known for a really long time and played music with them a lot, like in the last 10 years or whatever. So, yeah, really, I loved it. It's really good to be back in a small venue and be able to see everybody's faces. And, yeah, it's more interactive. I like it.
You know, I've seen, you know, up-close bands like yours before, but what I found so different was two things. One, which I have to ask, what was the instrument that you were playing that you said that you had to set up? What was that?
Oh, it was called an auto harp. It's like a folk instrument. It's kind of a stringed instrument, and it's got buttons which mute certain strings and open up other strings. So, yeah, it's kind of like a cheating harp, really.
Okay, and the gal that was behind you, she was playing guitar, but then she had something else that looked like, what, a squeeze box?
It was a harmonium. We got it sent over from India, so it is like a squeeze box. You know, you press the keys down, and it's got bellows that you have to sort of pull in and out. But yeah, I was really pleased when that turned up. It's such a cute thing. It wasn't that expensive, but it just took a really long time to get there from India.
Well, one thing that really got me was your music. People can get lost in your music. Do you understand what I mean by that? And if not, I'll go a little bit further. It's one of those things where you're standing there, I'm listening to your music, and then suddenly it's like it's just this wave, and you almost like forget that you're in a venue or whatever, and you're just flowing with the music.
Thank you. I mean, I've had that experience being in the audience in gigs before, and they're my favorite kind of gigs, where you just sort of, like, I just call it tripping out. It's like, and I feel like you get that when you're playing as well, and I had that sort of yesterday as well, that feeling of you sort of forget where you are, and you're just really in it. So yeah, I'm glad that other people in the audience have that same experience, because you're sort of all there together then. But yeah, it's kind of like when the music becomes less of a conscious thing, it just sort of comes out.
Well, girl, tripping out is probably a good word when we're talking about your music career, because how do you go from a young lady who, from what I read, check out Hat Girl, singing sometimes with the local band and the, you know, jazz club, to standing there in a bunch of, you know, one of the, you know, best performers in the world, knowing that your song is up for like 3 Grammys, or you're up for 3 Grammys, how do you go from that transition, especially with all the work that you've done in the past, to suddenly you're like, I'm with the elite? I mean, that's got to be a trip.
Yeah, it is. It's just, it's very surreal. It was really surreal doing that Grammys performance, but amazing as well. And it's really good to be in that kind of company where you're with great musicians who've got a lot of experience, and it kind of, I don't know, it's kind of sort of helps you out, the fact that they're there and they're so confident in what they do. It's a really good, it's a good example. But yeah, I felt I was kind of around like a lot of professional musicians that have been really successful, and it was unusual for me, because I felt like I was just kind of starting out when I did that performance. But it was brilliant. We got introduced by Stevie Wonder, and then I had to start the whole sort of piece off, and yeah, it was really amazing. I loved that day.
Okay, girl, please tell me, what did Stevie say about your music?
Well, the first conversation I had with him was on the phone, because he runs a radio station in LA, so he called up and he said that he really liked the songs and he really liked Like a Star, and then he was saying, oh, can you sing a bit to me on the phone, and it was for a live radio broadcast. Normally I would never do that. Normally if I do radio stations, I would say, oh, you know, you'll have to wait till I do the gig or whatever. But I was like, oh, it's Stevie Wonder, I can't really turn him down. So I was just singing Like a Star in my house on my phone, sort of walking around, knowing that I was sort of singing it for him, but also for like all his listeners. So it's quite weird, but that was the first time I met him. Then I've seen him quite a few times since then, and I just find him to be an amazing spirit, and really, really sort of inclusive, and really interested in pushing other people forward as well, which I think you do get that sense when you work with people who are really confident and really successful, that they kind of just want the same thing for everyone. They sort of feel that they represent a community, and they're welcoming you into that community. So yeah, it's amazing to spend time with people of that stature.
So what is the challenge then when you take a step back, when you're up there at the pinnacle, taking a step back and saying, okay, I have to really work on my next album, because people are sitting back and they're just waiting. I mean, I was reading stuff going, people love your voice, they've been looking for you, all this and that. And then it's like, finally, after all these years, you release your next album.
I kind of felt like it was the right time for me to start writing again. So after I finished my performance at Glastonbury in the summer of, it's 2007, mm-hmm. I felt like, I could have just carried on touring and touring that record, but I really wanted to stop and do something else and do something different and write songs again, because I hadn't really written any songs since that first record. And I was really pleased that there was loads of songs sort of waiting to come in, I think because I hadn't written the songs for so long. So I found that this album was sort of easy to write, that it came really easily and really naturally. And whereas on the first record I was working a lot with other people and other producers and writers, I felt on this record I just wanted to write it all myself. So that was a good way to do it, because I felt there was no pressure. It wasn't like I had to get anything done on a particular day or by a particular time. I could just sort of wander around my house and play and think. And so I feel like the songs come about naturally, and they sound like that. You know, they sound sort of less constructed and more like they've flowed out. So, yeah, I didn't really feel any pressure doing the second album. I just felt it was a really, really exciting thing to get to do. And it was strange making a record knowing that people would get to hear it, rather than with my first album, I had no idea if people were going to hear it, whereas I knew that there was this like interest coming out of the back of the first record. So yeah, I think I was sort of conscious of that, but it didn't put pressure on me. It's quite exciting to think that.
Do you ever think about, though, are you conscious when you're writing a style of music that you do, when you have artists like the Britney Spears making the big comeback, you've got the new ones like Lady Gaga, who's gone mega. Do you worry about your style of music going up against theirs, or is that even a consideration?
Yeah, I don't really worry about that. I mean, music's not really like, it's not really like sport or something where you're all sort of trying to run and there's one winner and it's the person who goes the fastest. It's not really that kind of thing. I'd say that, you know, art's so much broader than that, and there's so many different types of painters or sculptors or filmmakers, and there's sort of room for everybody. So I think that, if you're an artist, really your competition's sort of with yourself and trying to do as well as you can do and trying to do better than you have done and trying to write things that are truer than before or whatever. So yeah, I don't really sort of see myself as part of that world as well, of like that really kind of commercial music. I don't really see myself as doing the same thing that they do, really. So I never really compare myself to those people.
But then again, you have in your realm, you've got Josh Stone, who just released her album, and Sade is releasing her album around the same time as you. So it seems like that style of music still has a strong presence in the industry.
Yeah, I think there's just sort of room for all different kinds of music. And I think as people, you know, you want to hear all different kinds of things. You want to hear things that are going to make you dance and go out, and you can have a good time too. You want to make things that, listen to music that's going to make you think, or you know, sort of touch something in you. And I just think people have a really big appetite for all different kinds of music. And I never think someone's in a shop going, oh, I'd really like to buy this artist, but I've already bought this album this month, and you know, so I'm not going to buy it. Or I just think, you know, if you like something, you do kind of find a way to get your hands on it.
You know, one thing I noticed, though, with this album, and correct me if I'm wrong, though, I didn't notice any kind of collaborations with this. These days, a lot of artists are doing that. Did you do that? Because listening and reading stuff, I didn't notice it. If so, who, and if not, why not?
I didn't do any collaborations on the record because I wanted to produce it myself. I wanted to co-produce it. So I felt like if I was going to work with a big producer, the main thing that would happen is it would become their record, so they become their songs. It would be really stamped with their particular sound, and I just feel like I'm trying to develop my sound. You know, it's still really sort of early days for me as a recording artist. So I'm really interested in that side of it, and the kind of technical side of it, and how you get the music to sound a certain way, and arrangements, and what instruments you put on. And so I don't know. I'm just sort of too into it to kind of go, oh, like ring this guy and get him to come in and put his beats on or whatever. It's not really that kind of music. I mean, I did work with James Poyser and Questlove on one of the songs, which is The Blackest Lily. I recorded that when I was over in LA. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it'd be good to get their sound on it, really. But yeah, I didn't feel like I was looking for anyone to kind of take it in a certain direction. I felt, you know, I didn't want to miss out on getting a chance to do that myself.
What are you hoping the fans get from this album?
I'm hoping that people really enjoy the songs. You know, I spent a lot of time on the songs, and they mean a lot to me. And I feel like the way we've tried to put them on the record is that it is kind of a journey. So it does take you through lots of different types of emotions, and it's fun, and it's kind of hopeful, and it's also a lot of it's got a heavy record and some more sort of intense songs as well. So yeah, I just hope people get a chance to hear it. You know, it is quite different from my first album, but there's a lot of things that are similar. You know, I'm trying to make it a truthful record, and you know, there's a lot of space for my voice, and I've worked a lot on the instrumentation. I've worked with a live band for most of it, so I feel like the way we've tried to record the songs is trying to like capture a moment rather than sort of construct a moment. So we have, you know, sat and done a take and done another take, and then sort of thought, yeah, I think that was the one, and then, you know, we've built the song on that. So I feel like there is that type of excitement on there.
Fantastic. Tour-wise, what's going to happen?
I'm going to be touring next year. I think the album's going to come out at the end of January.
Yep.
And then I'm going to come back over here to Canada, and
yeah,
which I'm really looking forward to, because on the first album I got to go to Montreal and Toronto, and but we didn't really get to travel many other places, so it'd be good to see more of the country. It's such a huge place. And I'm quite disappointed there's no snow at the moment. But,
yeah. Girl, trust me, we're not disappointed. We'll wait until Christmas time. We'll take the snow right now. Trust me, we are not disappointed. But we are so happy that you're here, though, so thank you for coming.
Thank you, yeah. This is the first place that we've played, like, this side of the water, you know, so we wanted to get to play the songs and see what people thought of them. So I'm really glad we got to do it here first.
Yeah, I know, we were so lucky that you played for so long. I was expecting 4 songs, and it was just like, man, she's going an hour.
Yeah, I wasn't really meant to play for that long. We just kind of got into it, and then we did like put a few extra songs in, because, you know, we're new as a band playing together on these songs, so we're still really enjoying kind of having runs at them and getting better at them.
I know, the band was tight. As we wrap this up, website and Twitter, where can we follow you?
Yeah, I'm just designing the new website at the moment with someone at the label, because I want it to be quite sort of interactive, and I'm going to be doing a scrapbook rather than a blog. You know, I don't really know so much about blogging, but I want to kind of collect a scrapbook of different things I enjoy and different exhibitions I've been to and things I like and enjoy. So that'll be, I'm going to be putting that up there so people will be able to have a look and comment on that.
Fantastic. Girl, thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you.